This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another episodic adventure in terms of your health and well-being. It's the DJV Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack Stockwell practices at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was about to say Salt Lake City, Nevada, and I don't know why, because there's not much in Nevada as well, I suppose. You know, they're all kind of barren mountains on the side and desert and stuff.
Yes.
All that good stuff. So Jack is here as a board-certified NUCA chiropractor, and he also is a GAPS practitioner. Lots of knowledge, lots of help, lots of information is available here and at his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He also has a website for his NUCA work, JackStockwell.com. People come to him and are amazed at how well they feel. And I think after listening to him explain a lot of things, whether it's his local program that he does there in Salt Lake City or whether the podcast that they have at ForbiddenDoctor.com is helpful or our podcast that we have here on DGV Health Show, all kinds of information. It's geared at one thing and one thing only, and that is to help you understand what various points of view could mean to you in terms of your well-being, your health, and that sort of thing. You have on your ForbiddenDoctor.com a report on viral shedding. What is viral shedding, and why are these reports important?
All right, well, viral shedding just refers to the expulsion, the release of virus progeny, you know, following some successful...
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Well,
viruses...
When you pick up a virus inside the cells of the body, mm-hmm. your body will respond by releasing what are called exosomes. They're also referred to as viruses. It's a part of the cell's detoxification process.
And so viruses create more viruses.
Yes, that's the idea.
A virus in your body responds to a virus that comes in from outside. Is that what
you're
saying?
Well, viruses from outside, the theory is they get inside your cells and they alter the function of that cell to produce more of those viruses. And so that cell will shed that virus. And it was originally thought that viral shedding stayed with inside the fluids of the body. Now we know, because of coughing, sneezing, the projectile stuff, that aerosols, these kinds of things, viruses can leave you and go to somebody else. So why is this important? It's important now in the light of COVID because people can get the COVID vaccine and have certain adverse reactions or side effects from the vaccine, as is reported by the CDC. And someone who hasn't been vaccinated, in the presence of those who have been, are starting to demonstrate the same vaccine side effects, even though they haven't been vaccinated. And that's what viral shedding is starting to cause around the globe, not just in America. So that's what the latest radio show at ForbiddenDoctor.com is about. I go into length about that, what virologists are saying, what epidemiologists are saying, what the CDC is saying regarding these kinds of things, which we've known traditionally. If you've got somebody who's really, really sick and they're kind of in a part of the house where they're off by themselves, we kind of stay away from them. And anytime there's been an epidemic or an endemic or whatever else that's going on, we have a tendency to stay away from people who are sick.
All right. Let me dig into this a little bit. I'm listening to you and I'm thinking I'm an average listener. And I say this with love, and most of the time when you get into the weeds, I try to understand what it is that you're saying, and sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. What I hear here is another examination of COVID, being a COVID patient, getting a vaccine. There's studies on top of studies, and I said on the regular DJV program that I was... You know, a lot of our conversation comes from polls and studies and stuff like that. But what do they really mean? Are they just aimed at getting people to talk about something? Do we really get useful information that can change our lives? I suggest to you the average person doesn't know. They understand what COVID is. They understand what the shots are. They understand vaccines. They understand masks. They get that there is a groundswell of support to have the vaccines, you know, like 80% of the people in Vermont this week have had their shots. 70% is, it's up to 70% in many of the states around the country. And so there'll be a hardcore group of people, 10-15% of the population that will never get a vaccine, no matter what. Those are the people that sort of believe, as you and your wife Mary do, that there is, it's nonsense, it's not necessary, and there may be things in it that down the road are going to be harmful for your body. We're taking choice now for, and we're doing the now thing versus what's down the road, I think that we've been convinced to do that. And now I see, though, there's an analysis of health insurance records, Jack, that show that a couple of million people who've had coronavirus have new issues, and the vaccine people are using that information to try to prod people even more to get the shots.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to counter it. And then people say to me, well, what's in it for you? Why do you want people not to take the shot? Why would you care? And I guess that's a good question.
Well, this is what happens when politics takes over health care. And health kind of goes out the window. For something that if you were, we've all been exposed to SARS-CoV-2. Everybody in this country's been exposed to it. You can't escape exposure to a new coronavirus. They come out every 2 years. Almost everybody that's been exposed to it have developed antibodies to it. And if you've got antibodies to it, like Rand Paul is pushing in the Senate, why in the world would you bother getting a shot if you've already got antibodies? But
most people don't know that. They don't go to the doctor. They haven't.
Well, that's why we do this show.
What an antibody is. Yeah, I get that.
Well, that's why we do this show. So the thing is, even according to the CDC, you're in your early 70s. I just turned 70. For our age group, we have a 99.97% chance of surviving a COVID infection if we were to get one. Mm-hmm. Why in the world would you take these chemicals into your body for something that the absolute risk reduction now, not the relative risk reduction, but the absolute risk reduction now is under 1%. Why in the world take a chance with these chemicals that are being injected into you that now, according to the CDC, has almost...
But that's not what people hear. They're not... You're a cry in the wilderness.
That's because they're listening to the news. They're listening to the evening news and politics rather than real health issues. And now with all of the emails that are coming out with Fauci and the exposure of the whole program that started there in North Carolina that they had to get out of this country and get it to China because it was breaking the law with this gain-of-function development to weaponize something that was relatively harmless in the first place, as more and more of this information begins to surface, more and more people are starting to wake up to, hey, wait a second, I think we're going to wait and watch and see what happens, which is why we're having this so-called vaccine hesitancy taking place. No, it's just the group of people you just described are starting to ask some questions and aren't necessarily going along with the news readers who show up every night on TV telling everybody that this is the way to get your freedom back. There's something really wrong with those statements when they say this stuff.
Well, why would we lose our freedom is the question, first of all. Then these guys, these jerks like Stephen Colbert, who are on every night saying, well, it's not true that the Chinese started this. It was a bat. And he's the biggest, he's a moron and a smarmy jerk as well. John Stewart was on his program and argued the point with it. Came out of a lab in Wuhan. Hello, it's named for the lab it came from. You know, stuff like that. So people are confused depending on their politics. You were right at the beginning of this conversation. You said basically it was all about politics. Everything has become a political statement.
Absolutely.
And we're losing our freedom. If you talk about freedom, we're losing our freedom, the ability to think, because we're not being told how to think. We're being told what to think. And that starts when kids are younger and it goes through, you know, puberty goes through their early life and through their life. And people say, well, I'm going to believe everything that's on Fox News. Why would you do that?
Well,
I believe
crazy.
Everything on MSNBC. Why would you do that? It's nonsense. All right. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. Here's a good way for you to eat cookies if you love cookies and be healthy, especially if you have a gluten intolerance like I do. That's how I discovered Eban's Bakehouse. Eban, E-B-A-N-S. Eban's Bakehouse has the yummiest cookies, breads, buns, rolls, you name it, all made without any gluten product at all. So those of you who have had problems with gluten, I have over the years, that's why I found this place. And they said, well, why don't you talk about it on your program? I said, okay, lots of things to talk about. The conditions that gluten can either cause or contribute to. Gluten can cause autoimmune disease. Jack will tell you that. Leaky gut syndrome, all of that sort of thing. Iron deficiency, vitamin B12 deficiency, all kinds of things. So you may keep that in the back of your mind, or you may just think whenever I eat stuff that has gluten in it, I get upset. And so you don't want to have that experience. You want to, but yet you're like me. You love cookies. You love good, really rich things like white chocolate cherry oatmeal cookies. I love those.
Ooh.
The cookies, they really are. Remember I brought those, I think, to your house.
Yes, yes, yeah. You did. Those were incredible.
Yeah,
so
great
hurry
stuff.
Up back, would you?
And bring some cookies with
and
you.
Bring a couple dozen.
Bring some of those cookies. I'll have them sent to you. How's that? That's even a better deal. EbonsBakehouse.com is the website to go to. Check it out and use the DJV code for a big discount. And if you don't like their cookies, doesn't work for you, get all your money back, 100% money back guarantee for these cookies, the breads, the buns, the rolls. The taste is unbelievable. You got to keep them in the refrigerator, though, in order for them to maintain, you know, there's nothing in them that is a preservative, so you got to keep them cold. Other than that, enjoy, please, with a good dish of ice cream and some of these cookies. That'd be, ooh, I'm getting carried away. EbonsBakehouse.com is the website. Ebon, E-B-A-N-S. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 valid in store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now. Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DGV Health. We are talking about his podcast that he has at ForbiddenDoctor.com. One of the things, there's no shortage of information. There's no shortage of information whatsoever. The most recent podcast we have for Jack at DGVHealthShow.com is a focus on the dangers of eating things that are raw. There's a lot of discussion. Some people think raw is the best, like raw milk. I extol the value and virtue of that all the time. People say to me, Jack, well, if raw milk is so good, then why can't you eat raw fish?
I do. Maybe.
I know you do, and I tell you I'm nuts, because there's all kinds of stuff crawling on. Here I am, Dr. Doug, telling Dr. Jack. But it's kind of personal preference. Anyway, Dr. Jack also exclaims most of us are lacking in vitamin D. And the question comes, why would that be in the summertime when we have so much sunshine around? Make sure that you listen to that and understand the role cod liver oil plays in the discussion. You can hear the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kind of a cool thing. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, one of the things that we talk about a great deal are... When it comes to balancing our immune system, the kind of enzymes that we have. You know, I was just talking, I have discussions with you each week about the Calitrin way of losing weight and what that means and what's in there, all kinds of digestive enzymes. How do those compare to the long-life energy enzymes, and why are enzymes important? Are there different kinds of enzymes? Is there an enzyme for digestion? Is there an enzyme for something else? Seems to me there, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking doctors have talked to me about enzymes and they weren't all the stuff that's in my gut.
Well, an enzyme is a protein structure that makes something happen or makes something stop happening. But it makes things happen much quicker. There are processes inside the mitochondria. You know, the mitochondria in the cells are the energy factories, the nuclear power plants inside your cell that creates energy. And there are processes in that mitochondria that, if left alone, could take, one of the estimates I saw was over 1 billion years to take place on its own.
Wow.
But in the presence of a very important enzyme, it happens in a nanosecond. And so our body has enzymes that do different things in different parts of the body, but largely with digestion of our foods. But then there's also other enzymes that clean up things in the bloodstream. They clean up things in our lymphatic fluids. And they also cause certain reactions to happen and not happen. Just my ability to sit here and speak to you right now over the air. There are enzymes in my brain that are triggering neurotransmitters that allow me to think, to reason, to communicate, to hear the processes of speech. And when those enzymes are interrupted, then I couldn't sit here and have this conversation with you right now. There are things in your cardiovascular system that regulate the heart, that regulate blood pressure, that regulate the dilation or constriction of blood vessels that allow fluids to flow, that are controlled by enzymes. There's enzymes inside the very blood vessels themselves, enzymes in the muscles, enzymes in your organs that make things happen, make things stop happening. And when our lives are full of enzymes, we're full of energy and full of pep.
So do the long-life energy enzymes contain things that address all of those various needs?
Yes, exactly. We've packed all those enzymes into long-life energy enzymes.
All right. Check those out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Proprietary ingredients that Jack and Mary have researched and put together in this thing. Very, very popular supplement, as is the Ageless Thyroid Capsule that you can get. It's the same sort of thing. You've worked hard to get this formula just right, and now producing it and making it available for everybody at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A new hardline ruler in the Middle East, Ibrahim Raisi, elected president in Iran today, the 60-year-old chief justice sanctioned by the U.S. and EU for his human rights record. Russia wants to work with the U.S. in peace. That coming from Russian President Vladimir Putin this week following his meeting with President Biden. Putin says he and Biden don't see eye to eye on many issues, but there are areas where the two can work together. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan relays Biden's message to Putin on cyber attacks.
If these attacks continue, the president will have no choice but to take responsive measures against Russia, including in cyber. And he said that clearly and definitively to President Putin, and he said it publicly as well. He's mincing no words on what he's prepared to do as we go forward.
Sullivan also tells CBS News the Biden administration will use every tool available to defend U.S. interests from attacks. This is USA Radio News. Georgia removing what it calls obsolete and outdated voter files from its registration rolls. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announcing Friday that over 100,000 names will be removed from the list of registered voters. He says this will ensure the integrity of our elections. He says there is no legitimate reason to keep ineligible voters on the rolls. Some concerning news about the coronavirus, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Friday on ABC the Delta variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. The strain first detected in India 8 months ago, now in more than 80 countries and 41 U.S. states. Walensky's solution, get vaccinated. President Biden Friday directing a message to those who have yet to be fully vaccinated.
If you have one shot, get the second shot as soon as you can so you're fully vaccinated. If you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, get vaccinated now. Now. Don't put it off. It's free. It's easy. It's convenient.
He adds, while the Delta variant is bad, it's not unbeatable. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back with Dr. Jack here, second half hour of this week's conversation. You know, I was the business about smelling. Let's go back to COVID for a minute, if we may, and people's questions about the smell. We heard early on when people were getting sick that they couldn't smell anything, couldn't taste anything. So now, apparently, some of the folks who have had it, they say they have their smell back again and their taste back again, but things smell differently and they taste different. Some foods are off-putting now that weren't before. I wonder, what is there about the construct of this? Is it the virus or its impact on other cells in your body that would make it? Yes, the answer is yes to which of those two questions?
The latter.
Okay, so explain.
It's changing how things work. There's a lot of things that we ascribe to taste that is really smell. You just taste sweet, bitter, salt, and sour. That's it. That all the tongue does is pick up those four senses. But if you were to smell, you think you're tasting baking bread, or you're tasting this brand new lasagna right out of the oven, or a steak on the grill, or fresh corn with corn on the cob smothered in butter. You're really smelling these things. You're not tasting these things. And that's
really?
That's cranial nerve number one. It's just a very important nerve way back up in the back of your nose where they're doing a lot of these COVID swabs that they were doing a year ago with testing. And the olfactory bulb was being damaged by this. Now, there are people who every now and then have a very serious cold. I mean, they get a really bad cold that can last a week or two. They lose their sense of smell. They lose their ability to really taste good food. But it's not the tasting. It's the smelling of the food, the aromas that they're mistaking for taste. You know, like I have a taste for chocolate, or I have a taste for fresh, raw, organic strawberries.
But you can't smell chocolate.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah, you smell it.
I'm a chocolate connoisseur. I don't know that I ever thought about it. I know what it feels like.
Well, you don't
know what
taste,
it tastes like.
You don't taste chocolate. That's the misunderstanding. You don't taste, you know, a good steak, or you don't taste, you know, your favorite vegetable salad. What you're doing is you're smelling it, because all you're doing tasting is it's if sweet or sour, salt or bitter. Those are the four tastes that exist in the tongue in different regions of the tongue. And any time we have some kind of an infectious process that's going on, a cold, a flu, the upper respiratory stuff, that will affect that sense of smell, then the what we think is it doesn't taste the same anymore. No, it's not smelling the same way anymore. You're just assuming that you're tasting it. Now, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a misunderstanding that most people have unless they really study and start looking into this kind of a thing. But your smell, your sense of smell can be affected by these infectious processes more than your sense of taste. Something can still seem salty, so it can still seem like it's very, very sweet. But at the same time, boy, that just doesn't, it doesn't taste like a strawberry.
I think it's a hard concept.
Well, it is. I suppose it probably is. But COVID definitely will affect your sense of smell, just as any coronavirus will, just as a rhinovirus will, just as most cold and flu
viruses. I think we've forgotten about all those things. All that stuff has gone by the wayside. It really has. And we so mishandled this particular type of COVID. They call it COVID-19 for a reason, because there have been 18 other variants before, and they shouldn't be calling it 19 now, because there are a dozen different variants that have come after the 19,
yeah,
right?
21.
And many people think the same lab in China is continuing to work on variants, and the Chinese are continuing to distribute them. Everybody in the world except Stephen Colbert believes that, so take it for what it's worth.
Well, COVID-21 is on its way, and then there'll be COVID-23. They come out every 2 years, and they have since SARS was recognized, you know, 20 years ago. And so, and we know this, and they've been experimenting with vaccines for these kinds of viruses, and they never work. And they always have problems. And
how do you mean they never work? What is that?
They never work in the sense of creating any kind of long-lasting immune response.
Well, you got to keep. They want to sell more drugs. I understand that thought.
Absolutely.
Let's have some more shots next year, because the shots we took this year.
So you're going to have a booster if you.
Some people say to me all the time, "Why'd you get the shot? You've never gotten a flu shot. You never got the flu. So why'd you get the shot?" And I think I did it for more practical reasons. Then, you know, you and I have had this conversation a number of times. I did it because I thought it was a practical approach to the way I live my life. I don't feel like I really needed it to help me health-wise. I felt I needed it in order to live my life the way I want to. Now, we can take on the establishment and rip it apart and say, you know, you could refuse to do it, but then I wouldn't be able to go to Europe or to go to the Middle East or to, you know, I wouldn't be able to do that stuff, and I want to. So I'm gauging what I do based on what I want my life to be like, not worrying too much about the sort of things that you think I should be concerned about. And
well,
that's a practical decision that I made.
Well, I understand that, and I appreciate it. I have patients who express the same kind of concerns and worries.
Yeah. Do I think I needed the shot? No, not at all. Not for my health and well-being.
Well, you're a relatively very healthy fellow with a strong immune
system.
Wait a
minute. What does that mean, relatively very healthy? That's a little...
Well, the older you get, you know, the more reluctant or the more... sluggish our immune responses get. But no, I've known you, what, for 15 years now.
Yep.
And I've taken care of you as one of your doctors for 15 years now. And if I think we're both in relatively very good shape. I'm 70, you're 74.
Yeah.
And you look what you do. Look at the energy you have to put out. And then your energy expenditure doesn't stop here at the end of the show. You're in the tractor and you're out on the farm for the rest of the day. And you keep going, and anybody that has that kind of physical strength has a good immune system.
You know what is what has affected me this year? Allergies have made me tired. I feel like the allergies are so much worse this year. There are a lot of allergists who are saying, take Zyrtec, take this, what are they? You know, there's three or four different things on the market, more drugs. That's right. I take Antrinex because that's what you told me to take. But I still... I can feel the need for me to, like, take a nap in the middle of the day. If I'm up early in the morning, do the radio program, do my radio work, by the middle of the day, I'm sleepy. I'm not sure I'm tired, but I'm sleepy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There is nothing wrong with that. It's just your body saying, all right, I'd like a few minutes of rest. would you please lay me down here for a couple of seconds? Let me drift off to sleep for 15 or 20 minutes, recharge the neurotransmitter levels in my brain, and get back to work. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, just so long as...
You know, there's certain things that we equate with aging because we think there's something wrong with aging.
Mm-hmm.
And no, not at all. The body is, you know, your body has a lot of cries for water. It has a lot of cries for energy. And it has some cries for some rest and relaxation. And a lot of times when we push ourselves through those warning signs, where deep inside the subconscious, I need some sleep, I need some sleep, lay down for just a few minutes. And we push ourselves through that, we drain our energy levels lower, and then we become more susceptible to disease processes.
Mm. All right, and I want to talk in a moment about some of the toxins that are around, the chemicals that are applied every day to us. I'm thinking about Mary. Does she put lipstick on and makeup on?
She tries to get the cleanest stuff that she can get.
Yeah, all right, let's talk about that for a moment. I think it's good for people to know, really, because there's so many different things. If we talk about all natural, this, that, and the other thing as to what we put in our body for food, then we ought to maybe talk about the same thing as to what we put on our bodies for, you know, the creams, the lotions. Those things are important to understand as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's DJV Health Show with Dr. Jack.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the air with me every week at this time. Now, the whole business about makeup, what's in the makeup. I saw something about PFAS. I don't know what that means.
PFAS.
I know that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
PFAS.
But they're chemicals that are in the water.
Bad news.
That we drink. They're all over the place. But now there's a new study out that suggests the highest levels of this sort of thing appear in mascara and lipstick and things that women put on for makeup. The longer, you know, the ads say, long-lasting lipstick. Now, the reason it's long-lasting is because it's got stuff in it that's bad for you that keeps it on your skin. So what do we do about that? How do we educate people about that stuff?
Well, who was it that said, vanity, thy name is woman? I don't remember.
Some man who didn't want to last long with his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's probably true. Mm. No, it's, you know, it's what did petroleum, what has petroleum done for this world over the last century?
I mean, the Industrial Revolution without petroleum.
That's right.
But it's in everything, though.
And
it's all over the place.
Travel all over the place at 550 miles an hour, just sitting in a chair up in the sky.
Yep.
You know, in the automobile, what the automobile has done. But there are all kinds of petroleum side products as well that, because they're oil-based, they have a tendency to last as opposed to something that's water-based. and it's in our makeup, it's in our hair care, it's in our skin care, it's in our foods, it's in the anti-fire retardant stuff that's sprayed on our fabrics, it's in our carpets, it's everywhere.
Yep.
And our bodies, I was listening to one expert about this a couple of years ago, that said it'll probably take another 200,000 to 300,000 years of genetic evolution for our bodies to develop the kind of enzymes that will make it possible for us to break down petroleum byproducts. In the meantime,
good luck to those of us who wonder whether we have 100 years left even on this planet, the way we get along or don't get along. And
well,
if not, even that, the population explosion, we can't manage the people. We can't take care of the people. We can't feed the people. So what's it going to be like here 100 years from now? Never mind 100 million year, whatever you were just suggesting. Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, that isn't going to happen anyway, and you're right about what kind of a world we're going to have in 2050, just 30 years from now.
Yeah.
What's going to happen as a result of the glyphosates and all the pesticides and all the herbicides and what it's doing to the humus and to the soil, and the fact that we're now finding glyphosate in mother's milk, right out of the breast into the baby's belly, glyphosate poisoning. You can't get away from this stuff anymore. And I have some serious concerns about the longevity of mankind past 2050.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hope that's not the case, because I want to see my grandchildren do well.
No, and I want to do this show when I'm 100 years old.
Yeah, me too. Sound a little long on the tooth, but the information will still have value.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that one tooth we got left in our mouth when we're 100 years old. But
speak for yourself.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Right. You wonder about the things that we've had, the problem of heart disease and cancer and Alzheimer's now, and what we know, what we think we know. That's the important thing about educating yourself. You know what you, I think it's always good to know what you know and know what you don't know. And science is one of those things that changes what we know and makes us more aware of what we don't know, even though science is supposed to be this magic thing, but it changes all the time. I don't know who knows what the counter to it is, if anything. It's just one of those things you got to understand, that it changes with the weather, changes with the times. And so one thing we talk about today could be completely invalid next week when we get together. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here every week with his theories, his expertise, his work that he does in the GAPS world and in the Nooka chiropractic world. Happy to have him on board here on DJ The Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Past the hour now, it's a continuation. We always have the DJV health mode in our minds because that's really one of the most important considerations in our lives. How do we lead a healthy, happy life? And that's with good health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from Salt Lake City, Utah, has a chiropractic office and clinic. They're also a GAPS practitioner. He's actually the kind of chiropractic he does isn't the type that snaps your neck and cranks your back and pushes your chest in and yanks your leg out. Although sometimes that can be somewhat practical and useful. Jack is a NUCA chiropractor, which means that he's working on your upper cervical spine, i.e. your shoulders and your neck, to straighten things out. So, having said that, we have lots of other things that you focus on in your clinic. The GAP stuff is all about your gut, what you put into your body in order to maintain your health. So there's a survey, apparently, that goes back to when you and I were just wee whippersnappers, Jack, where the sugar industry paid scientific investigators to blame fat, dietary fat, for poor health. Did we even understand what the good fats and the bad fats were at that time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there was a good understanding that came out even prior to World War II. But the entire nutritional understanding began to rapidly change through the 50s and the 60s as more and more emphasis came to support the sugar industry. Now, this we're referring to a new paper. It was just published by JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, just showing how the sugar industry tampered with the public mind, the media, all the tons of money that they have spent trying to convince people that fat was what made them fat and that sugar, believe it or not, was somewhat, to some degree, was healthy for you. So they spent loads of cash over 60-some-odd years lobbying science to publish these fake papers in favor of sugar. And with all the fake papers that are out there anymore, And Marcia Engel, who was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine for over 20 years, wrote a book about this, not the fat and sugar industry, but fake science. Said here, oh, it was about 2 years ago in one of her recently published books, she says, I wouldn't trust anything published in a peer-reviewed journal anymore because they're all paid for with water, with money. And so what I'm referring to here is a study that was just published in JAMA that said, hey, you know, the sugar industry has convinced the general population that it was fat that made them fat. Stay away from fat. Go low fat. And then the only way you can make food taste decent if you take the fat out of it is to load it up with sugar. And that's why we've got a 35% obesity rate, gross obesity, morbid obesity in America now.
Well, so what do we do about it? We continue to talk about it, continue to focus on it. People will tell you that because they don't have any money, they can only buy cheap food that's loaded with sugar. So then how do we counter that?
Well, I've talked about that on my local radio show, and that's not, you know, that's the general mindset, but that's not true. Careful, wise shopping. You can get the kind of foods that your family needs and stay away from the sugars.
But how do they get the information? Careful, wise shopping. That's an interesting phrase. How do we put it into practice? Because the advertising that you see is not aimed at helping you make those decisions. We don't teach people about health and nutrition in school anymore because, heavens, all the health courses will teach about sex ed, and we don't want people to learn about that.
And it's supported by the food industry anyway. Weston A. Price, W-E-S-T-O-N A. Price, P-R-I-C-E.org. WestonAPrice.org. It's an organization in Southern California that just has tons and tons of beautifully oriented nutritional information that is as correct as anything I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of information for free. It's a great resource, WestonAPrice.org.
Fabulous books, the story of raw milk and the things that are all natural and not cooked up literally and figuratively.
Yep.
It is. That's a great source. You're right about that. I'm with you 100% on the things. They've been very supportive of the raw milk initiative.
Because absolutely.
Raw milk is. How much raw milk do you drink? You get gallons of it in your refrigerator.
At least 1 to 2 glasses a day.
There you go. All right, here's something that you should do every day as well. If you're focusing on your weight, as Jack just was, I want to tell you about Calitrin. Remind you, maybe, because most people listening to this program have heard me talk about Calitrin, extolling its value, its virtue, as the only product around anywhere that will help you lose weight and keep it off that doesn't have any stimulants, no caffeine, no drugs of any kind. It's basically made up of collagen protein and enzymes, and Jack will tell you how important those are to repairing your body, plus aloe vera, just the right mixture to have your body react well to your efforts to keep to take the weight off and keep it off. Do it naturally with Calitrin. Check it all out at their website, toploss.com, and when you decide to buy a supply, you get a 3-month supply free and free shipping using the discount code DJV.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.